KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Weber State is shelling out a whopping $125,000 to have Dwight from The Office speak at the graduation this Friday, with some help from a private donor. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, officials are urging people to steer clear of fast-moving rivers and streams. Spring runoff is once again building to full swing. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
The crash has been cleared westbound on the 201 at I-215's West Belt. We do have some residual delays. We also have traffic filling in and slowing down now southbound I-15 in Utah County, leaving American Fork into Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunny skies today with a few clouds moving through tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
71 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The judge in Donald Trump's porn star hush money trial ruled today that if the former president takes the stand, prosecutors can question him about previous legal issues. ABC's John Santucci.
Think about all the cases Donald Trump has gone through up until this moment, the two E. Jean Carroll cases, et cetera. All of that can come up in court. And talking about where Donald Trump, of course, violated the gag order in some of those proceedings, being the attorney general's case, and was hit with fines, et cetera.
After meeting with NYPD and the Columbia University president about Gaza war protesters, a post to social media by New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Students are scared. They're afraid to walk on campus. They don't deserve that.
Most Supreme Court justices seem sympathetic to the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, banning people from sleeping on public property to fight homeless camps. The court agreed to take up regulating ghost guns. Wall Street major indexes today closed higher. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Utah's party conventions are being held Saturday. Joining me live, KSL at Night co-host and political consultant Taylor Morgan. So, Taylor, Saturday's GOP convention, there are just a slew of candidates running for everything. I think at the top of the list, the U.S. Senate race for Mitt Romney's seat. How many people are in the running?
Oh, goodness. Jeff, we have 11 total Republicans that are running for the Republican nomination to go on to the general election in November to fill the upcoming vacancy that will be left by Senator Mitt Romney's retirement. 11 Republicans, Jeff. Now, I don't want to get too into the weeds explaining the process here, but what listeners really need to know is that we have three Republican candidates for U.S. Senate who have all qualified for the primary election in June by gathering signatures. Those candidates are Brad Wilson, John Curtis, and Jason Walton. No matter what happens on Saturday, they will be on the June Republican primary election ballot for U.S. Senate. The rest of those candidates, Jeff, their only path to get on that ballot is by performing very well at the Republican Party state convention on Saturday.
So you have your antenna up. Who are you liking for Saturday?
Well, a couple answers to that, Jeff. Quickly, I think John Curtis is very well positioned for the June primary election simply due to his high name ID having served as a member of Congress representing the 3rd District. What I'm really watching for on Saturday is how Brent Orrin Hatch, the son of the late former Senator Orrin Hatch, how he performs at convention. He did not qualify via signatures. He tried, didn't get enough. If he can find a way to win at least 40% of the delegate vote on Saturday, he will be on the primary in June. His name ID, because of his father's name, could have an impact on that primary election.
Also, he's just run a slew of radio spots. We've been hearing his name a lot. So
yeah,
he's out there. Is he going to be the favorite at the convention because of name recognition?
I don't think he's the favorite, Jeff, only because he attempted to gather signatures. Delegates don't love that. Delegates want to have the sole exclusive power to nominate candidates. The fact that he gathered signatures could hurt him at convention.
So who's helped? Who do you think has the opportunity to come out number one and has no dings against them, loved by Republicans who are going to be attending.
Oh, Jeff, if only it was that simple. It is not.
But it is.
Anything can happen on Saturday, and we'll be right back here, I'm sure, to talk all about it next Monday.
All right, we'll deconstruct then. Meantime, you're on this evening?
We're on this evening. We have a great new co-host on KSL at night. His name is Adam Gardner. Listeners are going to want to tune in tonight starting at 7 p.m.
Thanks so much. Taylor Morgan joining us live. It's 4:49.